Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello, neighbor. I'm rejoicing. I'm praising God. The battle rages fierce. And the enemy doesn't like what we're doing. We're making inroads into his territory. Old Satan has held sway out on these reservations. These Indians weren't a bunch of bad people. There were many, many, many of them. They were a law unto themselves. They were heathens. They didn't have the gospel. They didn't have the Bible. They were here before Jesus walked the earth. And that is very plain to see from the archaeologists' diggings and findings. And they were fishing for salmon right up here in Celilo before Jesus was born. They found ancient ruins of fishing camps. And so it is. And, as I've said many a time, all those people didn't go to hell before a white man came along with the gospel. What happened to the white men before we Gentiles, before the Jews? This guy by the name of Paul, he was a Jew, and Jesus was a Jew, and every book of the Bible was written by a Jew. The Gentiles were heathens. But God raised up in New Testament times a man by the name of Paul. And he wrote most of the more books of the New Testament than anyone else. And God used him, a light unto the Gentiles. And we got it. Then God sent the Gentiles, the white men, over across. And he took the Bible with him. But as I pointed out along the way, it's very evident we lost direction. We got more interested in making white men out of them. They had to cut their hair, and they had to dress like we do, and they had to act like we do, and adopt our ways, and we'd educate them, and they'd become like white men. They didn't want to become like white men. Boy, when I look at the mess we've made of the country, I tell you, some of the ideas the Indians had were pretty good. But let's not get lost into that. The thing is, our job is taking the gospel to these Indian people. And it's being accomplished. I'll tell you, it's not on the largest scale yet as we want. And we believe God's going to use it. And we thank God for the way he's using others that we've helped and some that we've had a part of along the line, and it's good investment. We can't do it all, and we don't need to think we're the only ones, because we're not. But stir the hearts of thy people. Oh, God, put a burden on us. That's the prayer of this old preacher's heart. Put a burden on the hearts of God's people till really Christians that care about first Americans, because we've went out there and going to make them like us, and we built them schools, and we built them, and we're still doing it. We'll go out there and build them a church and put a lot of electronical equipment in there and so forth, and there they sit out there with some places nice little chapels, but there's no one out there with a call that's being used of God to get to them and help them, and many of the places don't have a resident pastor. And I think of that place down there at Fort McDermott. It's 70 miles to the nearest supermarket, and nobody wants to go there. Now, this came right straight to me from white men that knew, and that's no different for those dear people. They're good people that went in there and put that church there, and I'll not bother to mention Methodists or Baptists or anything else. They were God's people, and they had the burden, and it's ended up they're hurting badly. And what a joy to get down there and help them some. They need material help, but they need spiritual help. And God's letting us fill in the gap there. I got a message from over there this past week, and I'm so glad for what God is doing with the ones that are there. But we need to pray that God will send them that God will call somebody that'll answer the call. And you know, I was district superintendent for 10 years, and I know about trying to find pastors for all the churches and all, and it used to be amusing. Some people want to know the first thing, what's the salary? that was kind of a red flag with me, and I didn't throw them out just because of that, but that really should not determine whether we go or not, or whether we answer a call. Are we called of God? Lord, what do you want me to do? So, we need a vision, as I've shared with you. We need faith. We need to be obedient. And we need perseverance. We need to stick with it. And we've done that. And we're doing it. And it's paying off. Praise God. I'm just so excited. That big old 18-wheeler's about loaded. Jeff's over there right now while we're here. He's putting the finishing touches on it. And we're taking a whole trailer load of stuff over to western Montana. And the first stop's going to be at the old Northwest Indian Bible School. And I'm excited about that because I had a real nice pastor's library. And I treasured my books. I had Adam Clark's commentaries. And my roommate was drafted in World War I and ended up over in England. And he found a set of Adam Clark's, an old set. And he bought them and shipped them home to me as a gift. His name was Harold Young. Bless his memory. He's in heaven now. But I treasured those commentaries in my books of theology and all, and I've got them, and I put them away in storage, and I didn't really know where they were. We had so much stuff, and I haven't found a lot of it yet, and I find out that my daughter's got them safely stored over in her garage. Thank God for my daughter, and so we're going to get those books, and I talked to Brother Carl Carpenter, and he's all excited, and we agreed. The ones that are needed in the school library, that takes priority. Then the next step is the Indian pastors that have come out of that school that are still needing help and are getting it through Northwest Indian Bible School, and we're putting it in there. So it's funneling down to them. And then the next step is the boys that and girls that are coming out of the school that will be coming out to help them have some good commentaries and books to read, and that's the way we learn. And praise be unto God, we'll get that done and that load, and then there's a full load of the rest of the bulk of it's going up to Bernie Lovell up there at St. Ignatius, and she's all excited about it, and she's got a tribal building, and there's a lot of clothes and furniture and stuff that was donated for the to give to the Indians, and we're taking it up there, and she's just kind of a person, if you needed a man to encourage the band or harass the foe from the rear, storm fort or redoubt, you only to shout for Abdul Abubal and Mir, the old 78 record on the phonograph in 1928, where I learned that, and it always tickled me, a man to encourage the band. And generally there's someone that's an encourager, and that's what Bernie Lovell is, and we're so glad to help her. So that's the way it's going, and it's exciting. I'm excited. This isn't a little act I'm putting on. I just hope the weather's good enough that I can crawl in that 18-wheeler. We're so glad that Brother Ken Sullivan's going to be back under the wheel, and you pray for this old preacher. I'm coming through my heart surgery real good. I'm feeling great. And I'll tell you, Art Haddock had a same thing done about the same time. And I didn't know it. Just yesterday, I believe it was. and found out, and we rejoice. He came through it, and he's coming along, and he's be back under the wheel of the truck helping too. But thank God for old Marv Betcher. His hips healed up, and he's back into the action, and we're taking out, is making this broadcast be taken out in just a couple of days with a big Dodge in the load to go up to the Tulalip Reservation north of Seattle. So keep us in your prayers, and God bless you real good. Neighbor, we need your prayers, and we need your support, and you're doing fine. Keep it coming, because these are tight times, and we're limited. If we had more money, we could do more, because it costs to run those vehicles. And we keep it to a minimum, and it's just wonderful how God's putting the pieces together. But it takes God on us, and it takes God on his people, moving them to get under the burden. So keep up the good work. We're in the game. The war is raging hot, and God isn't going to forsake us or to leave us alone, and God will meet your needs. Let's have a word of prayer together. Oh, God, you know the team out there, what fine people they are, how loyal they've been, and how they have given sacrificially. So keep your hand on us, and we will serve thee to the best of our ability. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.